Zechnishmas Avi Moriach of Miso Pilchas, Zechnishmas Daniel Shane of Yeshua Falk. Okay, today we're continuing in Hilchas Muktzam, discussing the din of Klishim Lachto L'Isser. So we know that Klishim Lachto L'Isser, meaning, like we said, the typical example is a hammer. That you normally use a hammer for an isser, because what do you use a hammer for? To nail something in, which is an isser of bona. So klishim lachtol isser is mutter l'tzorach gufo mekomo. So it means if I want to use the hammer on Shabbos for something mutter, like to crack a nut or something like that, I can use it. I can move it. I use it. Or mekomo means that the hammer is on my chair, and I want to sit on the chair. So since I need the makom, so I'm allowed to move the hammer to provide a makom for myself. In contrast to, say, something that's mukta mamish, say there was money on the chair, and I want to sit there. So I can't just remove the money, because that's mukta mamish. That's not klisha mlachto l'isser. So then you'd have to kick it off or something like that. It's more chomer. But a kli shemalachto l'iser is means the kli, but the main use of the kli is for iser. And banging a nail, which is an iser, which is bone.
It's also for a claw on the back of it.
Yeah. To take the nail out. Yeah. So kli shemalachto Isser is mutter l'tzorach gufo mekomo. Yeah, laptop is say klishim lachto l'isser. Yeah, might be even more than that. Might be even kiss, maybe, because you wouldn't use a laptop for anything else. Yeah, because it's very expensive, so you don't want to. As soon as you finish using it, you put it away. So that might be more chomer. So the question at hand is like this.
Yes.
What is considered tzorach mekomo? Simple pshat, tzorach mekomo means that you need the makom. In other words, I want to sit on this chair, and the hammer's there. So I need the makom, so I can move the hammer to give myself the opportunity to sit there. But what if, this is the question that we're going to deal with. What if I don't need the makom? Say it's just on the table here. And there's plenty of space on the table, but it just bothers me that there's a hammer here on the table on Shabbos, on my Shabbos table. There's plenty of room. The Shabbos table is big enough.
It's an aesthetic decision rather than a practical one.
Yeah, aesthetic. It's a tzorech, but it's not like I need this makom, but I want it to be away. It's not like I'm doing it to protect the hammer. It's just that it bothers me that it's there. Is that considered tzorach mekomo, or is tzorach mekomo dafka means that I need this space? That is the question. So if you look in the Meiri here on page 3. So he says, this is Avdol of Shimon, first one of Shimon, the Vade Osir. In other words, to Rav Shimon is Makel and Mukta, but he says to move it for the protection of the hammer. Say the hammer's outside in the backyard and it's fenced in, and I'm afraid someone's going to steal it. So I'm not allowed to move it because that's not tzorach gufo or tzorach mekomo. Why? Because you ain't kan tzorach Shabbos klal. That's not tzorach Shabbos. Nimtza betalta l'tzorach chol. So therefore, you use some pronoun want to be medayik that that's all you need is that it should be tzorach shabbos. But even if it doesn't mean the exact makom, so tzorach shabbos for me, there shouldn't be a hammer on the table. Even though I don't need, like, there's plenty of room on the table that I'll be able to deal with it. So someone say that that's maybe what the Meiri is saying. So if you assume like that, then maybe if it's a tzara Shabbos, it would be mutter, even if it's not technically a koma. As I said, want to explain the Meiri. So let's take a look in the Sefer Tehillah of David. I actually put the pages in the wrong order. Page 7, I put. Really, page 8 really should go before page 7. So he says here, like this. Bottom of page 8, and then we'll go to page 7. Harashba Zal, the Sefer Avodas HaKodesh. Harashba, the Sefer called Avodas HaKodesh. You know, that's a Chosh of a Sefer that he wrote on Shabbos and Erevin. Rav Moshe Feinstein, you know, he, based on that, Rav Moshe Feinstein wanted to Asa the Erevin Manhattan, based on this Sefer Avodas HaKodesh. He said, when there's a lot of people in one area, even if it could be enclosed, that's still called Rosh Hashanah. So Rav Moshe Feinstein said, so the Manhattan area was no good based on Avodas HaKodesh. So some people said, but the Shulchan Aruch didn't pass like this opinion. So I wrote a piece not too long ago where I point out, someone else already pointed out, that the Beis Yosef didn't have the safe. That's why he didn't. But if he would have had it, he probably would have passed it like it. That's why, the Matzdik Rav Moshe for passing like the Avodah Shekodesh, because the only reason he didn't bring in the Shulchan Aruch is he didn't have the safe. If he would have had it, it's not so poshut that he would have not passed it like it. But okay, that's a side point. Okay,
that gets into the whole debate with the Chazon Ish, etc. Right, about Svarim, yeah, which were lost to us.
Yeah, that gets into the whole debate about what do you do with Svarim that of Yosef Karo, the author of Shulchan Aruch, didn't have, and then we find later. Should that be able to us to change the Pesach Halacha based on the new Svarim that we have? That could work both for Kula or for Chumra. Work either way.
Would that apply to Meiri as well?
Yeah, so the Chazon Ish, he was of the opinion that the Shulchan Aruch didn't have it, so he didn't have it. And we don't, you know, just because we find it now is not going to change anything. And others disagree. The Avni Nezer disagrees, and he says, no, if he would have had it, he probably would have said it differently. So we should say, sir, we should say differently. That's an interesting argument on the. So I wrote a whole piece on that. I printed it. What? No, the Raga Chav is not the Avni Nezer. Avni Nezer is the Saka Chavar, and Raga Chav is somebody else. Yeah. So he says, so look here on page 8. Zelosh and Arashba, Sefer Avodas HaKadosh, Beis Moed, Shvutz HaTzolah B'Basar. Say you have a spit that you roasted meat. So say it doesn't have any basar on it anymore and it's still hot. Masalko, now go to page 7. You're allowed to take the spit and move it away. Because if you leave it where it is, somebody might get hurt. Just like if you have a thorn and there's just a rabbin, so it could be moved aside and it's going to hurt somebody and it's not going to be, I guess assuming that it's not going to have to be metal till dalaramus versus rabbin. It's only a shayla of muktzah. In other words, a thorn normally could be muktzah. But if it's going to hurt somebody, you're allowed to metal till muktzah not to hurt somebody. So he says, so the question is, yearly, if there's a muktzah machmas miyus, yesh muktzah beyond the karas, then he says, the line that begins, mechamal itzel. But a spit that if you're not worried that it's going to hurt somebody, so you can't move it. But he says, "How do you turn goof from Makoma?" In other words, he says, why do you have to say that it's, we're afraid that it's going to hurt somebody, just like by a thorn, because this is better. This is a kli, shemlachto l'isser. And a kli shemlachto l'isser, even if it's not going to hurt somebody, but you don't want it to be there. Korchel's really, so he could say that if you're afraid that someone's going to get hurt, it's mutter not because it's similar to a thorn, because a thorn is not even is a harder hetter to find, because that's mukta mamish. But here it's mutter because that's called tzarech makoma. That if I don't want the thorn to be there, the spit to be there, and this is a klisha mutter, it's a kli, it's not just a thorn, it's a kli. So this is so maybe this is called makomo, because not that I need the makom, but I don't want it to be there. So he says, so you see from here that he didn't say that. He said it's mutter just because hezek is mutter for mukta. So you see that al korach tzirle tzarch makomo lo mikri el b'tzarch basas eizah dover makom se. So the sefer Tehila le David says that the definition of Tzarech Makoma means that I want to do something in this place. In other words, if the hammer is on my chair, I want to sit here. So there's a conflict. I want to sit and the hammer is there. So then I'm allowed to move it. But if just the hammer is on the table, then it's bothering me, even though I don't need that space in the table, that would be forbidden, according to the Tehila Ladov. However, it is the Sefer Kavanas Halev, which Rav Hillel Lichtenstein, that's Rav Hillel Kalmai, as the Rav's, I think it was his father's mother, was from that Mishpacha, Lichtenstein. Lichtenstein Mishpacha. So he was, in fact, just this week, the library, Ari, did you see it in Beagleisen? They came out with a biography of Rav Hillel Kalmai.
I didn't see that.
We just got it this week in the library. So he wrote the Sefer, we've used it before, Kavanas Halev. And he has a fascinating situation that he talks about here. And let's see what he says. So let's take a look. On page 10. Sotra Phil Kumai. Listen to the case here. Masa Bolafonai. Nice happened to this. Shahaner Ha'elektri Hadolik Betoch Tevas Hamakara. There's the electric light in the fridge. Kayadua. Be'erv Shabbos. Yechiko Osobim Komo Hakavua. In other words,
they moved it from its regular spot.
Meaning what?
They unscrewed it.
The Alidesh symbol also Sas Lotzio, and will not come in Como. So they unscrewed it, Kedesha Loye Dolek Bashabis. So it shouldn't be lit up on Shabbos when you open up the fridge. Kedesha Yiftuch as a Tezam Gar. Avalo Hesiru is Haner Legami, but they didn't totally remove it. They just. So what happened was that even though he loosened it,
it slipped back into place.
Yeah, he thinks maybe like the milk carton hit into it, and that. So all of a sudden he opened the fridge, and lo and behold, the light went on. So what do you do? So first, Rav Hilchot Mai says, "Ratziti lifsok shetzarich laniach hateva kach pasul kol yom." He says maybe you have to keep the fridge open the whole Shabbos. Because if you're going to close it, then the light's going to go off. Sheb yizgeru ateva, shuv yich behaner kayadua. V'zeh poshut shekachi hamida al pidin. So that should be the halacha. Aval shuv al yidei ninu hadelas ksas below yodim, nich be elov ner ha'lektra. And then all of a sudden, even before he had a chance to actually close it, he inadvertently moved the door a little bit. He didn't close it, he moved a little bit inadvertently, and that caused the light to go off. So now he could just close it. Right. So the nafal v'daiti hania v'chein horesil ma'aser she'achshav she'nichba haner me'elov. So no, in other words, apparently they were able to. It's not like our fridges today. That if the door's closed, so you she'achshav she'nichba yasir also. Oh, so he says now that the. I'm sorry. She'achshav she'nichba haner me'elov. So oh no, I'm sorry. He didn't close it yet. Still open. He moved the door a little bit. The door's still open. So now he said, let's take it out. Unscrew. Now we can unscrew it because it's not on. This way, of course you want it to close it because then else then the food will spoil. Because if you don't take it now, it might go on again. You never know. So once it got off now let's take it totally. So he says that he thinks he wants to now take it out.
I'm saying that an hour left Shabbos, you don't leave it an hour and eating that.
Not my ices. What about my ices? My ices are going to melt. I'm not going to give up my ices. Yeah, exactly. So, well, hey, my ISIS. So what should we do? So he said, seems to be paskin that you should take it out. So then he says, "Ever had the shmai time of the milsa." So why did he paskin this way? Again, the case was he opened the fridge before Shabbos. He loosened it,
but he didn't take it out.
So he opened the fridge, and lo and behold, the light went on. So now what? So now he thought he's going to have to leave it open the whole Shabbos, which is very difficult. So what did he? But then he moved the door a little bit, and then the thing went off. Now, so now he said, now that it went off, he's going to unscrew it totally, because if he doesn't, it might go on again, and then there's going to be a problem to close it, and then he's back to square one. So chapt ois that he should go ahead and take it out.
He could still get hana, right, from everything in the fridge,
What's the heter to take it out? It's mukta. Right. So what was the heter? So now he says, now I'm going to explain my psak. So that's the last two lines to start. The other b'siat d'shmaya time at the milsa shall raise a cane b'oni shall anias daiti poshet shall aner electro dino k'moshar ner shall shava. He says, l'chora, the electric light is like a candle. Okay, shadina mufush mogen avram. Shakol shalom yadolik merav Shabbos ben hashmashas yishal of din kli. See, if it was lit at the beginning of Shabbos, so then it's a basis to the, and it's mukta. But if it wasn't lit at the beginning of Shabbos, so it's still a klisha malachto l'issa. A wax candle is a klisha malachto l'issa. Because what do you use it for? To light. So it's a klisha malachto l'issa. So he says the same thing with a bulb. A bulb is a klisha malachto l'issa. And therefore it's a klisha malachto l'issa is mutter l'tzach gufo mekomo. Right? So what was the story over here? At the beginning of Shabbos, it was L'chora, it was Mukhtza Mamish. So how could you move it? So he says, Masha Nidla, but meaning...
At the beginning of Shabbos,
he unscrewed
it.
No, but apparently he didn't do such a good job. It's not a basis because he thought it was off. He didn't have intent to keep it. So he doesn't think that it's a basis. That the rest of the bulb is a basis to the filament inside. Because it was mistaken. He thought it was off. So therefore, normally, if I put something on, piece of mukta on this thing, I can't even move this because this is considered a support to the mukta. If I had in mind to keep it there all the chops, but I can't even move the thing. So here's the thing I put here, I want to move. No. So I had him on, but here he didn't have him on. He thought it was off. If you don't do that, I had luck and negative rots on Bala Chafetz. But in other words, it can't become mukta in the middle of Shabbos if it goes off later. So therefore, it's not mukta mamish. So because it's not considered the glass. Bulb is not considered a basis to the filament, but now it should at least still be klisha malachto l'iser, which is also l'tzach gufo mekomo. Ah, but you don't lo havi l'tzach gufo, but it's not l'tzach gufo. You don't. You're not using the light bulb to do anything with. You just want to put it on the side.
The opposite. Not using.
And lo l'tzach komo. It's not like I need more room in the fridge, so that's why I'm taking out the Bible. But now he says the Chiddush. This is his Chiddush. He says Tzarek Makoma doesn't mean that I need this spot, like the case of the hammer on my chair. As long as I'm not doing it to protect the kli, like in case I'm afraid that the hammer is going to get stolen, so it's outside in the patio, it's enclosed. I want to bring it in, so that you can't, because you're doing it to protect the hammer. You can't do that. That we saw in the Meiri, because it's not the Tzarek Shabbos. But here, if I don't take it out, then I'm not going to be able to use the fridge. I'll have to just leave it closed the whole Shabbos, because I'm afraid if I open it up again, and if I don't totally, it'll go on again, and then I'll have been in the same predicament. So I'm going to stay away from that. So he says, that's called Tzarek Makoma. The Malim Tzarek Makoma Shal Mukta Mamish, or Tzarek Makoma Shal Tzavir Ham Mukta. He says it doesn't mean Tzarek Makoma, the Pashup Shal Tzarek Makoma, like Latila the David said. You need this exact spot that the hammer is sitting on. And he says, no, as long as you need some Makoma, I want to use this fridge. So this is preventing me, the fact that I can't move the bulb is preventing me from using the fridge, because if I don't unscrew it, I'm not going to use the fridge anyway for the rest of the Shabbos. That's also called Tzarek Makoma, even though I don't need the particular place where the bulb is, but I need the whole fridge to use. That's also called Tzarek Makoma. So it means it's only not Tzarek Makoma if it's to protect the bulb. I want to protect the bulb. I don't want it to get stolen. I don't want the hammer to get stolen. It's in the backyard. It's going to get stolen, even though there's an area, but someone's going to come. So then I'm not allowed to move it, because that's not called Tzarek Makoma. That's called Tzarek of the kli. But if it's to enhance your usage of the general makom, or what he writes here in the bottom arrow. Lav dafki b'tzorach l'mkom and mamish, rakol hecha she'ein ha-tiltu l'tzorach ha-mukza. In other words, as long as it's not the tzorach ha-mukza, rak she'ein ha-sovel she'adov l'fon of machma shu darkos shal olam kach, she'ein yichol l'nisbol ka'oros p'shu y'machal al-shulchan. Say somebody, you can't stand leaving plates, dirty plates on the table the whole day. If you mean, so after you're having the Friday night meal, or the Shabbos lunch meal, say. So, and you can eat Shal Shudas and Shul, so you don't really need the makom. But it bothers you that there should be dirty plates on it. So maybe that's considered some form of mukta. If you mean the Shabbos, to you loyal of Taurus Kli, loyal Mutul Taltal Mishum Graf Shalvein Komok, Medovishitz, Shehutul Tzok Makomo, Gamki Agam, the Shekosha Dolophon Shayek, Kli Muktsukan, Yemezis Shiva Shaye, Shuv Nikol Tzok Makomo. Right, so anything that's going to stare you, and it's not for that, you're not doing it to protect the Kli, you're doing it for your own, sanity. So, because you don't enjoy being in a house where they have so much clutter there. So he says, so then you can move it. So the same thing, you're allowed to move you're allowed to unscrew. Now that it's off, you could take the bulb, unscrew it and take it, even though it's the metaltel klishim lachdolisa and it's not the tzarek gufo and it's not the tzarek makomo. He says it is tzarek makomo. That's called tzarek makomo. Because you don't have to be a literalist in what Tzarek Makoma means.
But you still need some aspect of Tzarek Makoma. Like you can't just want to look at the Kli, which wouldn't be to protect it, but you still need something, just a different level of Tzarek Makoma.
If you want to look at the Kli, maybe you could say that Tzarek Gufa.
Right. Well, yeah, that's also true. But similar to the last shear, what if you have another option? Like you have something disgusting on the floor, so you want to move it out, but then someone else says, no, you don't have to pick it up. We can just cover it with a bowl. You know, then are you obligated to do that instead? Or can you lechachila lift it up because it's litzorach makomo?
So that's the question. Is this called tzarach makomo or not?
But I mean, even if it is. Like,
so you're saying you could avoid it. Exactly.
You could avoid it. You don't have to resort to lifting it up.
But maybe even that might be uncomfortable for you.
Right. But is there still like a hierarchy there where it's better to not do it if you have another option or you can just do it?
We discussed
last time.
Previous year, right.
Right.
Tzarach gufo makomo is that if there's only no other choice, right? We discussed.
Right.
Rabbi, but didn't we give in an earlier share that the Kavanas Halev Paskin that electricity, it's muksamamish? So why over here is he saying that it's only a lower level of muksa, it's not muksa mamish?
Well, right now, because the electricity is off.
Because it's off for here.
It's off. So it's only a shayla of Felicia Machtolissa.
But it's right.
Ari's asking well. You remember very well that we did another truva from the Kavanah Salev that's machbir that to treat electricity like muktzah. But here it's all the lights off. So now it's no electricity. So that's a question of just screwing off the bowl and taking it away. So this is Rav Hillel Kalmai. Ooh, ah.
No, but Rebbe, why should it make a difference if the electricity is off? Meaning the bulb has no other purpose. According to the Kavanas Halev, it's muksa mamish. So what's the difference if the electricity is on?
Because it's a kli.
But if I have eitzim vavon.
In other words, when the kli is on, when the electricity is on, so then it's a kli, and then the rest of the bulb becomes a. The bus is to the filament.
So, okay.
I hear saying, so here he's saying that since it went, well, you didn't have in mind that it should be on, so then it doesn't become a bus. And now that it's off, it's okay. Now, this question of the Kavanah Salev is discussed in other tshuvas. Look in the Mishnah Yaakov, Kapacher Rav. Well, the Shabbat is on page 12, and now we're going to go to page 13. The Kapusher Rav. So he says, he has the same Shaila. Look, he says, Tzarech Iyanim, Eino Tzarech Lishtamish Boso Kli, Rak Mechur Abayis, Masha Oso Adover Husham. He says, the house looks bad. It doesn't look geschmack, you know? That you have all this clutter. You sure you have a cloth circle como? I mean, a dafka hechi shatar of the stomach, I'm sorry. Hechi shatar of rach, a mokum belisha, shum kli, lo havi mokal circle como. You should learn with the zagufa, shabai, see a noki, ain't the hotashmish godel mazet. He says that's the biggest usage. You see? That's a good thing to. That's the biggest use of taking away something so that the house should look nice. That's the biggest use of this thing. So this thing is attracting, so to take it away, that's a tzorach.
Hello?
Elliot?
Yeah, hi.
Michael Goldstein.
Well, hey, because the tariff actually a yeah. They call me the yeah.
What?
So he says
that. Yeah, I'm listening to a shiur now. Can I speak to you another time?
I think you
tomorrow. Okay,
great.
The phone is ringing. Have a good one. Is that Gufa Noki. Ain't look at Tashmish God on Mizer. Ain't Rashi. Of our Lifnos, Homo, ain't Metalton. I read the current half the turf and Homish of Turk, Lifnos, and Mokomshe, Mokopono. Because of the Stamish, and the Kimirashi, Mukha Behedia, Turk, Lifnos, and Mokom, and Mukha, Turk, and Koma. So he thinks the same word that him and Philip Kalmai said. That's called, because Rav Moshe Feinstein says differently. On page 14, let's take a look. Rav Moshe writes, Klishim lachol iser hamunach b'mkomo she'inum matim l'chvod shashabes. The dogma 8, hamunach al shulchan. You have a pen. You have a pen on the table. Mutalas, so it doesn't look nice that there's a pen on the Shabbos table. So it's a klisha malachalusim. In mutal hasir machmas covered Shabbos. Choshev lei ketiltul sorkuvam kovu. So you know what Rav Moshe writes? Zokta Moshe, tshuva tiltul kazelo choshev ketiltul sork makomu. It's not called sork makomu. He sees, take it literally. Vezeguva covered Shabbos she'inu metaltal dovish anesu lana metiltul. He says that's the biggest covered Shabbos that it doesn't look nice, but it's covered Shabbos that you didn't violate, that didn't move. Yeah, that you didn't move. That itself is a covered Shabbos, even though it might. Right. That's what he writes. Taking that as a literalist,
But it's. Perhaps the Kapasher Rav is also Maidel, because he talks about Nikias. I wanted to ask you if Kavod Shabbos is also agreeing. But he's saying, no, the Abaye should be Naki, holy, will move that.
Yeah, but Rav Moshe is saying that even though it doesn't look good, you come home Friday night and lo and behold, you forgot to take there's money on the table. Well, money is to Mamish, where there's a hammer on the table, scissors on the table.
If it's only shter is the covered Shabbos, not Shabbos stick, then he can't move it. But if it shters him because guests come, he always puts things away, even middle of the week.
No, but Ramosha would say it's awesome.
Ramosha is saying it's more Shabbos stick to leave it there than to take it away.
Right.
But if I have another reason to take it away because it's not Kishmak, people are coming in, it's dirty, the hammer is dirty.
So Rav Moshe would say it's awesome. No, Rav Moshe would say it's awesome.
No, he's just...
Rav Moshe would say it's awesome.
Shabbos is not...
Because if you needed an extra spot, there's an extra guest that came, and now the hammer has to be removed because you don't have enough spaces at the table. That's one thing. But there's enough... It's a table that's berochov. And it just... a lot of things, it's just stares you. It stares, bothers you. It bothers you that this is there on Shabbos.
Mishkan Yaakov was saying, I was Nikias. Nobody sits down to eat on a table when there's a muddy glove on the table. Let's say somebody came in and he left a muddy glove on the table. It's a muddy hammer. But it's not Noki, it's Ekeldik. It has nothing to do with it's not Shabbos. Unless you're saying... Not Shabbos stick is not a heta, because it's more Shabbos stick to leave it there. But if it's Al Nikias, Mishkan Yaakov is talking Al Nikias, not Al Shabbos stick.
Second.
That was Madaik in the words. He didn't say anything about Shabbos. He said, Enochot Dov and Godom in Nikias.
No, he says the same word as the Rav. Little Kalmai, that the Isser is only if it's the Tzorach, the Kli. If you're afraid the Kli is going to get ruined, the Kli is going to get stolen, that you're not allowed, but anything else is mutter. But Moshe says no. I think Rav Hill Kalmai is the same, I think Rav Harfner's points out, as the Mishkas Yaakov, but Moshe is different. Moshe is saying different. That it has to be Kipshuto, Tzorach Makomo. But look at Rav
Even if he has a muddy shovel on the table. They came home and somebody put a shovel or a hammer. It was all muddy. It was.
Hey, maybe, I mean, there's another heter of graf shel rei. If something is mamash or graf shel rei, like a dirty diaper, a graf shel rei.
That smells.
So that's, we're not talking about, we're talking about that it's a klisha malachto le'issus. Yeah, he has another, look at the Orlitzin is one of my favorite svarim, Rabbi Tzin Abashol, on page 16. He says, Sheila, imutu l'hatzer me'al ha'shulchan siyash and isrokim me'amachal shayabu. So let's say you had a pot that you left on the table. And you had food in the pot, which you cooked in that pot. And you put it on the table and you forgot to take it away. And here the pot is on the table. And again, it's bothering you. Pot is on the table. And it's on Shabbos. And this is a pot you cooked in. So it's a klishim lachtol l'issur. So he says, Im rotzu l'sadeh es ha'shulchan, butu lo l'chachas es ha'sir ha'reikul anichol b'mokam ha'roi. Aval ein l'taltal sirek she'enu tzorich l'gufo
m'chomo. If you served it in the pot, this is still klishim lachtol l'issur, because you can, now you brought it to the table, you know, whatever's in it. Brought the pot to the table, it's no longer just for the, to be used in the kitchen. You brought it as a serving.
Right, but it doesn't look nice. It's not a fancy. It's a pot you cooked in, so somehow you brought it to the table, but it really doesn't, it's out of place. So he says, so look what he writes, the last two lines at the bottom. She says, a covered Shabbos husha, shulchan yenoki mesuda. The nechshev, lekichas hasir, so he's also with the now the other thing he writes is if it's meluchloch, this is what you say, Rameir, if it's meluchloch, then it's a graf shel rei, then even Ramosha would be makel. Ramosha's not talking about that's meluchloch. Say you have a hammer. A hammer's not meluchloch. It's just out of place and it bothers you. It bothers you that the hammer's on the table on Shabbos. So that's not meluchloch. If it's meluchloch, that could be a graf shel rei, and that's a different heter. But the question is, something is a clean hammer. It's a beautiful hammer. But it just bothers you that it shares you that it's on the table on Shabbos. Ramosha says, no, that's what it should be. You should be pretty proud that your table is the way it is because you're keeping Hilchos Shabbos. And the others say, no, that's called Tzorach HaKoyma.
You think Rav Moshe would say cover it with a napkin or a small tip?
Would he say that? Maybe. Yeah, and you look at page 21, Rav Harfin, as he quotes it here. He writes on page 21 of the left column, of the left side, the third line. If you need the Sifre at Poiskin, is my name, Isi Shenechlu Bezeb Shut Kavanas Alev. That's Rav Hilkamar, Shut Machzel Yol. That's Rav Dain Falk from England. The Sefer Mishnah Yaakov, the Kapush Shemikilim. But he says, then he quotes others that argue. And so do the Orla Tzion is Matir. But then he says, Rav Bashut, Be'er Moshe, I didn't Xerox that, that's the Deborah Tzina. Because of the man, Shadov, Mafim, Chosho, Lachosho, Lachosho, Chufa, Mokomo. Because he says, the Svara, that Chamletzel is also. Chamletzel means the Tzorch HaKli. Right? That's also on Shabbos. But why did you say that it bothers you? You know, the whole Shabbos, you're upset that someone might steal it. So why did you say that? So that's called Tzorch B'Chomo? No, but that's not such a... That's his kind of. He says if it's true, like Rav Hillel Kalmai, then it should be mutter, even Chamletzel should be called Tzorach Mekomo. So that, The simple answer to that is that no, if it's Litzorach HaKli, that's also, that's like Litzorach Chol. Because what's the Kli for? It's for Kli Chumach HaLis, Litzorach Chol. But if it's not Litzorach HaKli, even though it's not Litzorach Makomo, technically it would be Mutl. But then he writes here on the Debrecina, so that's what he quotes from the Debrecina. But then on page 22, he says that Ramosha, look how he puts it again. Hey, I'm sure it was Moshe. She ate Munach al Shulchan, they know Kovel Shabbos, and Munach, Avon Kin also the Talk of Misham. So he says Ramosha is like the Debrecina. Kakos is same Chut Shani. It's also Kadeshia Mokum Pony. The Chut Shani that's from Nissan Karelitz. So he says the Mr. Karelitz is like Rav Moshe. That it has to be the Tzorach Makomo, Kipshuto. Yeah, so that's then it could be another shaila. Yeah, I heard this once from Rav Yosef Rabinowitz, the shaila about what is it called? What's called Hachana? See, Hachana is Osir on Shabbos. Maybe we should make some Shira with it. Hachana is Osir. So, is that called Hachana? Is that called Hachana to clear the table? Or do we say no? You clear the table not because of Hachana. You clear the table because you just don't enjoy having. Yeah. So just like we're saying over here, that the cover making it Noki is considered Tzorach Makomo, maybe that makes it, that I think that's what, if I'm not mistaken, Rav Yosef Rabinowitz many years ago was suggesting, perhaps.
Friday night, it's Hachana Shabbos Day.
That's okay. Hachana for Shabbos Day is okay. You're allowed to be making Friday night for Shabbos Day. But if... Shalom Shudas is the question, right? Yeah. Oh, that's an interesting question. So can you set the Shabbos? I once lived in a house. I was out of town, and I stayed by Balabatim. There was a big mansion. It's a big mansion. And they had a room, part of the house they only used on Shabbos. Part of the house they only used on Shabbos, and the rest of the house, it was a special to be in that part of the house. So just on, so now the question would be, are you allowed to set the table? It's usually you can't set the table from one Shabbos to the next. You need a table for the rest of the week. But I was thinking of this house, that could you set the table on Shabbos for next Shabbos? Is that called Hachor? Because you're doing it for Shabbos to Shabbos, but maybe... That should deserve its own shear, right? But it's Hachana. But you can't do the Hachana for Shabbos to Chol, and on Friday night for Shabbos itself is okay. But you were asking for this Shabbos Parshas Shoftim for Parshas Kiseitze. Could you do that?
If he doesn't have time to do it Matzah Shabbos? I mean, he's leaving right away, and he's coming back next Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, like a guy has a country house?
No, not even that. Just
even if he has time to do it, Matzah Shabbos.
Yeah, well, even if not, maybe. In other words, Hachana for Shabbos itself, from Friday night to Shabbos, is mutter.
But I would think that because you have a whole week, let's say, between now and Shabbos, which if I really want, then I consider 19 different times when it is Shabbos.
So
why would I?
Right. Yeah, okay. Well, people, you know, there's different people who. But it's an interesting. Okay. It deserves a separate cheer.
Kirby, don't the postman discuss that by the Shiloh Mishing is safe for Tyre.
Yeah.
I'd say it's the Dalek Pashas. So next week is not just going to be the next parsha. I want to miss it to Chleis to Parsha's Paro, whatever the Dal Parsha's. Can I do that this Shabbos, the next Shabbos? So don't depart the but. I thought of it that you can't.
Right, Parsha's you can't because the Parsha's is Shabbos you can't do for another Shabbos. That's called a Hana.
Right.
In other words, but we should look into that more. In other words, Shabbos Lachol is definitely awesome. But Shabbos, to the same Shabbos is definitely Mutter. But the question that he raised is Shabbos. That should get its own shear. Maybe we'll do that when we finish Mukhtar. Maybe a little Hachana, we'll see. But, I mean, the general, there's a famous tshuva of the Marshad, the Talmud of the Maram Shik. He says, Hachana is only if you want to save time. But if you're not doing it to save time, that's you know, there's a big question that about folding your talus after davening, put it back in the zechel. So people who are talmidim of Rav Soloveitchik, they're very machpid. They don't put the talus back. They'll keep it mushed. Rav Abadi told me he thought no, that's not hachana. That's the derech tashmish when you take something out. You take the matzah out of it from the drawer, from the closet, and you finish using it, put it back. That's not a hachana, that's the derech ha-tashmish. So Rav Abadi thought that you could fold it. There's a question about folding begodim, it's a separate issue, but assuming that that's not an issue, only hachana, so Rav Soloveitchik, he only folded his talus on, he only folded his talus by Kol Nidre. Because that's the only time that he's going to use it the same day for the morning. So he folds his talus by, as Shekhar said, Soloveitchik would fold his talus only by Kol Nidre. But in regular Shabbos, he wouldn't fold it until after Shabbos to put it back. And when everybody holds it, which I follow, but no, every Shabbos, after davening, you fold the talus, put it back in the zechel. That's just derech hashimush. No. I'm not doing it because I want to save time. I have to pull away what I pulled out. So that's what Rav Abadi thought. Putting away what you pulled out is just derech atashmish. It's not hachana. That's what he thought.
What would the Rav do with a sefer? He used a sefer. He wouldn't put it back.
I don't know. That's what Rav Abadi's saying. Yeah.
Could be he knew what Rav Chaim did. Maybe he knew what his father did.
Yeah.
I mean, this Shaila is as old as Klal Yisrael. It's not, I mean, could we change a Psak that's 2,000 years old because we come up with a Svara that is a Serech HaBegin? Well, like Rav Yitzchak, so Zayin Gesund.
Yeah.
The Shaila is Gepaskin 100 million times, unless there's two Shitas and he wants to be
about the two Shitas. He held the bus.
But before his time, before his.
I don't know. I don't know what he saw by his father. What did Rav Moshe Soloveitchik do? What did Rabbi Briska do? I don't know.
I know my father never did it.
What did your father?
He folded Matzah Shabbos.
Your father. That could also be because of the shayla of kippul begadim. There's an issue of kippul begadim. The question is whether that applies to our begadim or not. But Rav Abadi thought that the kippul begadim didn't apply and the hachana didn't apply. Rav Soloveitchik thought kippul begadim didn't apply. That's why he would do it on Yom Kippur, or Kol Nidre. But hachana, he thought it was. Okay, so we have to know more about hachana. Okay. Okay, Rabosai. Okay, it's good. We have Menachem Fruchter, Bruchim Baboy. We haven't seen each other over a year. He was on the Zoom, but never in real life. I haven't seen him. I haven't seen him. So, okay, Baruch Hashem. Should all be well. Be gesund.
Yashikayach.
Have a wonderful
time.
Good enough.
Well, prayer. What do you do? Where's the